I'm not looking to flex on anybody at all, but I feel like a content factory. Having so much fun. Welcome to the jungle. I am Jim Rome. We start hour number two. Good hour coming up for you, too. Program brought to you by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Rocket Mortgage is with you every step of the way to provide a seamless mortgage experience. I feel very, very lucky and fortunate to be with you. The XR4TI and I, we are working bare-boned. We are working responsibly. We have a very unique work atmosphere. We are safe. We are clean. We are doing the right things. We are on the air live in Southern California, live on radio, live on TV. And I can't promise that it's always going to be like this, but we will continue to do this as long as we possibly can. And I'm really enjoying the opportunity. Good to have you here. 1-800-636-8686. If you missed hour number one, we had a great conversation with Cameron Jordan of the Saints. Coming up next segment, a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers, P.J. Walker. Next hour, Ross Tucker joins us. Albie's week that was coming up next hour. We've been throwing it back all program. And a number of you are resetting some of the great things we used to do on Fridays in the past. Some of the tunes that we used to go with on Fridays. So we're throwing it back. Like this guy, Wells in the 360 tweets. Quad City DJs want in. Hit it, Alvin. I'm here for it. How can you tell me that doesn't make it better? That may not elevate the conversation, although it could. But you can't tell me that's not going to elevate your state. You can't tell me that's not going to elevate your day, your mood. And if it elevates your state, it elevates your train of thought. And if it elevates your train of thought, it changes your actions. And if it changes your actions, then you're moving. It makes it better. Good idea, Wells. That's on Twitter. In fact, it's all across the board. Here's an email. Hey, Jim. You can't play Sandstorm without playing the best part. Signed, that dude who broke out into Careless Whisper. Signed, Josh. Good point. That's George in Ottawa. I love, number one, I still have no idea how he did that. I don't know how that guy can make that sound. Denny Nagel and his train sound. Can't believe that a human being can make that sound. That's throwing it back now. No, that's a former major leaguer who could do that. Denny Nagel. You tell me what's more amazing, that Denny Nagel can do that or that George in Ottawa can do this. I love the way George talks us through it, too. Now, wait for it, wait for it. Here's the best part.
Here it is, the best part.
Get it, Georgie.
Slow it down
now, George. Amazing. Anybody else? 1-800-636-8686. I'm trying to get to that Barry Switzer story that Jimmy Johnson told. I'm trying to get to the LeBron James update. LeBron says when we do take the floor, some things are going to be different now post-coronavirus. And I'll get there. But back to the phones. Like I said the other day, I'm playing the hot hand because I know it's going to go cold. Right now, I'm on a heater. Jeff in SoCal. Hey, Jeff, what's up? How are you?
Rome, I'm great. Hey, I appreciate it.
Where are you, Jeff? Nice job, Jeff. I appreciate it.
You don't like that car.
I don't like that.
Jeff, how long have you been listening and calling this program? Do you not know where your strongest service is? You're Jeff in SoCal, bro. You know how many times you made phone calls to me, Jeff, that I wish that had happened before you made your point? Generally about the WNBA. And then on the day when I really want you to call or I really want to take your call, that happens. Oh, you mean he's still there? Oh, okay. Let's try and run it back again. Yo, Jeff, what up?
I'm sorry. My bad. Hey, first of all, Jim, thank you for the vine. Hey, I appreciate what you were doing yesterday talking about the Tiger King on Netflix. I mean, how great was that? Joe Exotic and his Oklahoma Cat Crew, it's pretty much exactly what I envisioned that Omaha Jungle Open golf tournament to look like last summer. You know, Jim, just a bunch of kooky dudes doing some kooky things in the middle of nowhere. But, Jim, the reason I'm calling, I wanted to thank you for skipping your trip to Buffalo. I realized that there was a lot of concern for you, not because of the coronavirus per se, but because of something much worse, Rome, the Buffalo virus. Okay, now, Jim, can you do me a favor? Put your thumb up to the camera.
I'm not doing it, Jeff.
All right, do it, please. Jim, look at your thumb. Are you looking at your thumb, Jim?
Yes, I am, Jeff.
Tell me that doesn't look exactly like Rick in Buffalo, Jim. I mean, Jim, if you drew some thick framed glasses on that thumb of yours, you could use it as his mugshot when he calls in. I mean, there's just something a little bit wrong with Buffalo, Rome. I don't know if it's something in the water or if they're still using lead-based paint, but you dodged a bullet. A war, the gosh darn guy in Montana, I'm out.
Jeff in SoCal, walking the thin line of blasphemy. I did not hold my thumb up, but Adam Hawk did. If you're watching CBS Sports Network, they didn't get that tight shot, Adam. What did you write on your thumb? Oh, a picture of Rick with glasses. I'm not playing. I'm not playing your game, Jeff. Rick in Buffalo is one of the best callers we've ever had. Rick in Buffalo was second in the smack-off. Rick in Buffalo is going to win that thing one day. Well, in the event that Brad decides not to call one year. All right, Jeff. You know what? Screw it. It's Friday. The virus continues to keep people at home. It's terrifying. It may get worse. I don't know. Rack him. We're having a little fun. Cut you a little slack. There are no rules. Well, there are some rules, but the rules have changed. So, look, you know something's going on if I'm racking Jeff in SoCal, and especially racking Jeff in SoCal for cracking on Rick in Buffalo. That would never get you racked. But I'm opening it up to you. Let's go this time to the 906. I'll be very clear about this, too. I'm not rolling telephone calls because I have nothing to talk about. I literally have more to talk about than I normally have to talk about. That's the weirdest thing of all. I'm rolling telephone calls because I'm getting more telephone calls, which is especially bizarre. Let's go to the 906. Cal. Hey, Cal. How are you?
Great. Hey, thank you, Pimp in the Box. Hello from the beautiful Upper Peninsula of Michigan. Bro, you have to get up here. The Fresh Coast is by far the best coast. This is truly God's country. You come up, I will take you ice fishing. We'll have a couple of pasties on the bay, catch some perch and walleye, fry them up on the frozen bay. And you have to understand, the only people nicer than Wisco people are Upers. All we are fat Canadians. War of the JTPRA, I'm War Total Big E, and thank you for the giant divine, Jim. Rack me, I'm out.
No, Alvin.
You don't like that color.
I don't like that color.
So what? So he thanked me for the giant. Who cares? Come on, Alvin. I really was going to rack him. That is the first time in a long time, Alvin, you and I have been diametrically opposed and on the opposite ends of the spectrum. Alvin could not wait to bring the hammer down on that poor dude, and I couldn't wait to rack him. How do you do a youper like that? Damn, Alvin. Lighten the hell up, kid. Hey, Alvin, I don't know if you know what's going on around you and the rest of the world. A lot of bad stuff, man. A lot of bad stuff. We're trying to have some fun. We're trying to lift people up here. Don't be bringing the hammer down on a youper.
And thank you for the giant divine, Jim. Rack me, I'm out.
No,
Alvin.
Hey, Cal, you're welcome for that giant. You know what, my man? You grab a giant anytime you want. You grab that giant, and you swing right into this bungle. I'll take you up on that. I have to learn to ice fish anyway. You grab that giant, and you can rap with me, Vin Jome, anytime you want.
Thank you for the giant divine, Jim. Rack me, I'm out.
No, Alvin. I got you, Mal. Don't sweat that, Mal. You're my pal, Mal. Hey, listen, bro, I got you. I need to learn how to ice fish anyway because I do have some real estate in Wisconsin. And he just said the only people nicer than the people in Wisconsin are the Upers, the people in the Upper Peninsula. I'm ready, man. Let's have a few pops. Let's cut a hole in the ice. Let's get some perch. What are we catching? We're going to get some perch. What else? Walleye? Hey, look, I'm not going to fake my way through this crap. I don't know anything about that. If you're looking at me like damn, Rome, you probably have no idea what the hell you're doing out there. Am I right? You are right. But I'm open. I'm evolved. I'm going to learn. Remember, I spent the better part of 10 years throughout the year in Montana. Did just fine. I'm ready for Wisconsin. I'm ready for the Upper Peninsula. I'm ready for something different. Let's see. Jamie in Green Bay. He can speak to it. He tweets, as a former Uper myself, I take offense to Alvin dropping that hammer. I do too, Jamie. Come on, man.
And thank you for the giant divine, Jim. Rack me, I'm out.
Yeah, Alvin, because you're so composed when you come on.
Alvin,
that guy. Dude, that dude sounded like Winston Churchill compared to you the first 8 years you came on this show. No offense, Alvin, but I take great offense to that. Come on. You owe that guy an apology. At Wine Hop Sports tweets, appreciate the love yesterday for us supermarket workers. Gives us strength when you get nationwide recognition from this great show. My man James, sincerely, I want to reiterate that right now. Do not be going, and I think it's better. Like, if you go to the market, I would imagine, correct me if I'm wrong, I think the experience at the market today is different than the experience was maybe a week ago when the shelves were empty. People were hoarding things. People were threatening each other with the hands over paper goods. But one thing that has not changed, the people who are working at these stores are doing so at great risk to themselves so you can have the things that you need, so you can get food, so you can get supplies. And they're putting themselves at risk by doing so. So thank you very much for doing that. If you're somebody who works at a market, a store, a restaurant, a drugstore, any of these places where we have goods and services that we cannot live without, and you're willing to risk that and put yourself out there to help us, thank you very much. James, appreciate you, James, and everybody like you. Now, I'll tell you what I don't appreciate. What I don't appreciate is you, Alvin, coming down on that Uper like that.
I'm War Total Big E, and thank you for the giant divine, Jim. Rack me, I'm out.
No, Alvin. You don't like that. Alvin, did you run him because he said thank you for the giant? One misspeak, dude. One misspeak. He comes on. He invites me into his town. He invites me into his igloo. He invites me onto his block of ice. He offers me his beer. He offers me his perch. The guy misspeaks once, and you humiliate him on a nationally syndicated program when, frankly, most of the world is at home and listening. Alvin, come on, man. Are you that ruthless? Was that really necessary? Whose side are you on, Alvin? Are you rooting for them or against them? When we return, I'm trying to lift people up here, Alvin. You're not making it very easy. PJ Walker joins us next. The perfect hire can have an impact on your business for years to come. So when you need to find that next person to help grow your business, LinkedIn Jobs will match the right talent with your open role quickly. LinkedIn has over 675 million members worldwide. Like 675 million plus one. Me, I'm on that site every single day. LinkedIn Jobs screens candidates with the hard and soft skills that you're looking for. Things like collaboration, creativity, adaptability. LinkedIn looks beyond the work skills and puts your job post in front of qualified candidates who match your business requirements perfectly. This is how LinkedIn makes sure that your job post is seen by the people you want to hire. People with the right skills, qualifications, and other interests that will help your business grow. It is no wonder a person is hired every 8 seconds with LinkedIn. and why companies rated LinkedIn Jobs the number one hiring platform for delivering quality hires. Find the right person for your business right now with LinkedIn Jobs. You can pay what you want and get the first $50 off. Visit LinkedIn.com/Rome. LinkedIn.com/ROME. Terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Like I said, we are hitting it hard and having a lot of fun. You know how I know there's a lot of content? Well, we have a lot of content. I haven't even gotten to John Jones yet. I mean, that would lead the show on almost any other day. We know you want to see college basketball. I get this. So if you do, tune in to CBS and CBS Sports Network all week long. This is what I have been doing. I've been getting my fix. It's been a blast. Check it out. NCAA Tournament Rewind. Relive some of the best moments from March Madness. I've been doing it. It's a great way to get that fix. Also, we've been having a number of really good interviews. Really good interviews this week. And I've got another one coming up momentarily. We are efforting PJ Walker, a quarterback from the Carolina Panthers. He lit the XFL on fire. Was tearing it up. And gets an opportunity in the NFL. We'll have that for you momentarily, hopefully. Ross Tucker will be joining us in hour number three. Alvin putting the finishing touches on the week that was. But in terms of that feature, you always know that he will always add something that comes out of the very last moment of the program prior to. In addition to that, a Barry Switzer story to end all Barry Switzer stories. I've got a LeBron James update. John Jones in trouble again. In fact, fact of the matter is, most of the things I want to get to, I haven't gotten to. Antonio Brown, I haven't even gotten to. In fact, how the hell did I get halfway through the program without getting to any of the things I want to get to? It tells me you clones are doing a nice job. You clones are picking me up. You're elevating the product. You're finally earning your keep. I like it. Why don't we talk Antonio Brown for a minute, you all? I'm efforting P.J. Walker. As soon as he comes through, we'll set that up for you. So, Bruce Arians, before I get to Antonio Brown, let me talk about Bruce Arians. Bruce Arians has already given us more quotes, good quotes, meaningful quotes, amusing quotes, since Tom Brady arrived there a few days back than Bill Belichick did in 20 years. That he was with, TB43. The latest being that he is not at all interested in bringing in Antonio Brown. BA appeared on Tiki and Tierney yesterday. He was asked about the possibility of signing Antonio Brown, and he quickly swatted that notion into the 10th row.
What's the likelihood AB gets back in Tampa? Because I know he has, or at least Tom has had an affinity for him because of his work ethic. You know, forget all the other antics, but just how he works on the field and in practice is top of the line.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
There you go.
It's not going to happen. There's no room.
Yeah.
And probably not enough money, but it's just not going to happen. It's not a fit here.
Interesting. Well, there is room, though, because you lost Perriman. I don't know if he says, I'm coming in on the veteran minimum, coach. I just want to play with Tom. You still wouldn't find a way to get him in?
No.
Wow. Is it just because you don't trust what he could do to the culture? Why so steadfast that you would not give it a chance?
Yeah, I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Good job all the way around. Good job all the way around. Tiki, Tierney handled that beautifully. B.A. handled that beautifully. Can I tell you something? That first line that he said, yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
If that were the answer, if he had stopped right there, that already was a better quote than anything I heard from Bill Belichick in 20 years with Tom Brady. Hey, B.A., how about the possibility of Antonio Brown coming in and playing with Tom Brady? Quote, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
I mean, for Belichick, that would have been the ultimate drop the mic and walk off. That would have been the finest moment of his entire press conference career. And B.A. just said that, and that was only part of the answer. Let me translate that for you. I have no idea. This is the translation. I have no idea what Tom Brady would stake his reputation to this guy for. I have no idea why he would do that. Just like I have no idea why Brady would think that we need AB, but we don't. What BA is saying is, I know this cat. I saw this cat up close when we worked together in Pittsburgh. I'm here to tell you, I don't need him. I don't want him. And given how toxic and off the rails that this guy is, I'm not going to let him anywhere near my players, my locker room, and my culture, because we are trending upward. And the last thing that I need is an outbreak of the AB virus in this building. We've never felt better about ourselves or the culture or what we're trying to build here. The hell would I let this guy into the building and risk tearing it all apart for? For who? For what? We don't need him. We don't want him. We can't afford him. And even spending one more second on this is the biggest waste of time ever. And believe this, dude didn't just get right. That's something else he didn't say. AB isn't trying so hard. AB didn't just get right. AB has not turned the corner. Of course, there have not been any outbursts of late. He's out of a job. He's trying to sell himself to a potential employer. Just wait until he gets around to reading the writing, which is spray painted on the wall. The writing on the wall, which reads, nobody wants anything to do with him. The writing on the wall, which reads, his guy Tom Brady can't get him a gig. He's not going to bring him with him to his next gig. Then we'll see the real AB return once again. And if anyone knows what this guy is really all about, it's Bruce Arians, because he was with him in Pittsburgh. And that's why it took him all of 1 second to shoot down the rumors and the speculation. Because BA knows. He knows AB. And while he knows that he still can make plays, the bad far outweighs the good with Antonio Brown. And if you're Tampa, bringing this guy in is not only not a good idea, it's one of the worst ideas ever. I mean, there really is no discussion here. And to me, it's a terrible look for Brady that he's even made it a discussion. Every single person on this planet knows that's a bad idea, except for Brown and Brady. They're the only ones keeping it alive. So that's not only a bad idea, it might be the worst idea, and everybody knows it, but those two. B.A., he didn't exactly leave the door open, did he?
I just know him, and it's not a fit in our locker room.
Did not exactly leave the door open with, yeah, it's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. There's no room. There's not enough money. It's not a fit. Could the guy be any more clear, any more emphatic? Just reason, reason, reason. Next question.
It's not a fit in our locker room.
In that one answer alone, he gave you more quotes than we got in 20 years out of Bill Belichick with Tom Brady. That's why guys like playing. For Bruce Arians, he's real. You ask him a question, you get an answer. All right, so what we did was we moved PJ Walker to next segment. Good. 1-800-636-8686. PJ Walker, next segment. Top of hour number three is open. Then Ross Tucker, then the bottom of the hour, which includes the week that was, the ATP. I got to get that Barry Switzer story in somewhere. Have to. Have to. He is one of my favorites. It's been a long time since I talked to Barry Switzer. So I'm so glad that somebody ran down Jimmy Johnson for a story time. Jimmy Johnson also has been one of my favorites. I was always fascinated by him as a head coach and the fact that he never went back. And the work that he did with the Cowboys. So those two worlds collide. All of that still ahead. PJ Walker next. You're in the jungle. I am Jim Rome. And if you want, by all means, pick up the phone. Lob me a telephone call. It's been a really good phone call day once again.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show. Live from Southern California. This is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
Welcome back. PJ Walker is still on our radar. We're going to find him in a couple of minutes. He was tearing it up with the XFL and gets an opportunity to come to the NFL. The Carolina Panthers signed him this week, and that is a good story, which I'm looking forward to. We will have that for you momentarily. Really quickly, lots of people are at home. Lots of people are participating. We go to Twitter. Ryan Carr tweets, been a fan since high school sophomore year back in 1997. I am nearly 40 now. I am thankful that you are live on my TV while I work from home. Keep it up and thank you. Hey, Ryan, thanks so much. Appreciate it. What's it like at home? I mean, so you've got some moms who are at home saying, man, this is not easy. A lot of kids running around. You've got some husbands saying, yeah, it's really not easy. You've got a wife and kids running around. We're all cooped up, running out of things to do, running out of things to eat. Stay on it. Little homeschooling going on. It's my favorite thing when I come home. I'm like, yo, boys, how was school today? School is like going online for one class and maybe doing a homework assignment or not. Hey, boys, how was school today? How was Professor IMAC? Hey, Logan, how was that morning class of 4 hours of Fortnite? How'd that go? That's a big ask, huh? Getting up at 7 a.m. for that class. This email says, in time of darkness, you are the light we all need to laugh, to think, to converse. Without sports going on, you still make listening a must. Most of all, the greatest sports movie is now available on Netflix. Come on and slam and welcome to the jam. Colt in Boise. All right, thank you so much. As promised, we are joined right now by a quarterback for the Carolina Panthers. He signed with the Panthers this week. The first XFL player to sign with an NFL team. He led the XFL with 15 passing TDs, nearly 1,400 yards passing in five games. He was Temple's all-time leader in passing yardage and passing TDs. He was undrafted out of Temple. He is PJ Walker. PJ, good to have you on. How are you?
What's up, yo?
What's up, man? How you feeling?
I'm doing well. How you doing?
Good, good. All right, so it was officially announced that you had signed with the Panthers, which makes a reunion with Matt Rhule, who coached you at Temple. How good does it feel to be with the Panthers and back with him?
It's exciting to be a part of the Panthers organization. You know, just looking forward to get to work and grasp the opportunity. You know, looking forward to getting to work with the guys. And, you know, me and Coach Rhule go back, you know, since 2013, and looking forward to get back to work with him, you know. Gonna be exciting.
PJ Walker, my guest. I love your journey. Like, for instance, you were undrafted coming out of college. You signed with the Colts. You were on the practice squad for 2 years, but then they let you go. And then you had some tryouts with some other NFL teams. You told the Philadelphia Inquirer, quote, I was on my couch watching a lot of football. So if you go back to that period, what was that time like for you?
It was a down period, you know, just mainly just studying, you know, doing a lot of studying and watching a lot of film. Trying to see, you know, trying to better my game and see what I can do to improve on my game and just watching the other quarterbacks across the league.
We're talking to PJ Walker. So you make the best of that time. And then Oliver Luck, the commissioner of the XFL, said that when they were looking to start, they were looking for talented players. His son Andrew said, quote, Dad, this kid can play now. He's smart. He's got great leadership skills. End of quote. So what did it mean to you to have Andrew Luck hype you the way he did?
Oh, yeah, it meant everything, you know, just to have him, to, you know, have him in my corner and to for him to be in my corner and to support me and get me in a position to have success, it was awesome.
All right, so you have this opportunity, right? And then you get the opportunity, and it's with the XFL. What was your mindset going to that? What kind of thoughts did you have?
I thought the XFL was going to turn out the way it did. I thought we just had to go out there and play, you know. I thought the fans was good, and I thought they came out and supported very well each week, and the talent level was amazing as well.
PJ Walker is my guest. So you get allocated to Houston. Immediately, you set that league on fire. You led the league in passing TDs, passing yardage. You led the team to a 5-0 record from a quarterback standpoint. What was that experience like?
It was great. You know, just to build another relationship with a group of guys, with my teammates, and to be around another great coaching staff. It was awesome just to have that camaraderie all over again. You know, it felt good.
Well, so the coach was June Jones, who's an icon in the game. He was the coach in Houston. He talked about not only your ability, but like Andrew Luck, he mentioned your leadership as well. So when Luck is saying it, and a guy like June Jones is saying it, it speaks then more to than just your physical abilities. It's also your leadership. How much pride do you take in the fact that these guys are going out of their way to say he's not only a really athletic guy with great skills, but he's a really good leader too?
It just comes with my personality, I believe, and it's just, you know, it's the way you gotta approach the game and the way you approach the business. You know, I'm just looking. I just go out there and I just be myself, and a lot of guys gravitate to that.
All right, so there was a game against St. Louis where you dropped down a little bit and you threw a pass underneath a defensive lineman's arm for a touchdown. There was a lot of Patrick Mahomes in that throw. What do you remember about that play? And then what did your teammates think of it?
What I remember is seeing the corner route get covered, it got undercut, and I just had to reset and find the new receiver, and I saw Cam just running across the middle of the field, and I was like, I gotta find one of these windows to put it in, and that's what I actually did. So I thought it was a good play. I thought Cam did a good job working the scramble rules and coming to get open.
Carolina Panthers quarterback P.J. Walker is joining us. So when you were dominating the XFL the way you were, did you get a sense that NFL teams were noticing and that you were going to play your way back into the NFL?
I felt like the opportunity would eventually present itself again, and I just knew I had to continue to progress as a player and, you know, as a leader on the team, you know, consistently every day. And just keep getting better. I felt like I had to just keep improving.
So when you're playing as well as you were playing and you were having the season you were, and then the XFL season gets canceled due to coronavirus, what was that like for you to have the season end the way it did?
It was awful, you know, but, you know, I know we got a lot of health issues that have to be taken care of first and everything. But, you know, it was awful just to, you know, not finish that season. I was looking forward to, you know, the back half of the season. And, you know, I felt like our team was starting to really, really come together as a group, and I thought we was going to be real good that next half.
P.J. Walker is joining us. So you did what a lot of us are doing, what most of us are doing. You get some quality time with the family. The story goes that you went back to New Jersey and you spent some time with your parents. What was that experience like?
I mean, it was awesome, you know, just to be around my mom, my family, and everybody. Just to be around my family and just to make sure everybody's good, you know, everybody's still healthy.
Let me ask you this. There was the announcement that XFL players could sign with teams. And then teams started to reach out to your agent. I know a number of teams were interested in you. So how'd you go about evaluating each opportunity? And then what set Carolina apart for you?
I just went with the best opportunity and the best fit for me. And you know, me and Matt's personal relationship, and also, you know, me being coached by him at the college and things like that. You know, that played a part, but it also didn't. You know, I just wanted to be coached by the, you know, I felt like some great coaches and Coach Rule and his staff. And looking forward for the opportunity.
We're talking to P.J. Walker. Listen, what about that? Because you and Matt Rule were part of this amazing run at Temple that included back-to-back 10-win seasons, and it turned that whole program around. What do you remember about that time with him and your time at Temple? What stands out to you?
Just the process that he instilled in us. You know, telling us that it's going to be a bumpy road, but, you know, we just got to take advantage of it and just continue to grind every day, you know.
So let me ask you this. Going to Carolina means that you're also going to be playing for Joe Brady, who was at LSU last year. I know things are tricky because of COVID-19, so it's going to be tough to learn the offense remotely, but you've talked about how you watched some LSU games this year. What do you make of the offense and how you'd fit into the offense?
Yeah, you know, I just felt like they spread the ball around really well. They, you know, it's a lot of good quick throws, and then you get to throw the ball down the field when you get the opportunities, you know. But, you know, the quarterback controls a lot of the offense and a lot of the plays that's going to be getting called up front.
P.J. Walker joining me for a couple of minutes. Hey, listen, you were the first player from the XFL to sign with the NFL. So what does that mean to you to be the first and for other guys to be able to look at you and say, that guy set the standard, maybe I can do what he did?
it didn't mean much to be the first because I knew it was a ton of guys that was going to get opportunities. You know, I knew I wasn't going to be the only one. I felt like a lot of guys went out there and played great this XFL season. And it didn't really mean much to be the first guy. I just felt like it was. I felt like a ton of guys were going to get that fair chance to go out there and play again.
So finally, do you think that you're a better quarterback now because of the time you spent in the NFL and the chance you had to being back leading a team? How much better are you for that experience?
Yeah, I feel like those live game reps helped me. You know, continue to grow as a quarterback, and just for me to see more of just to see more game action. I feel like it helped me in my development.
That makes sense. He signed with the Panthers this week. He is the first XFL player to sign with an NFL team. Carolina Panthers quarterback P.J. Walker, our guest. P.J., it's great to have you on. Congrats on that, and I look forward to doing it again. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you, P.J. Appreciate the story, and I appreciate you making time for us. There you go. First XFLer to sign in the NFL. All right, back to the tweets and the email. I'm telling you, it has been such a good reaction week. And again, that tells me a couple of things. Number one, there are people at home. People are at home, and they've got time on their hands. But they're spending it with us, and they're reacting, which makes me happy. Dear Rome, yeah, it's not going to happen. All right, that goes before I read his punchline, which I'm sure is not going to be funny. This goes back to Bruce Arians. Tiki and Tierney had Bruce Arians on. They had a great conversation with him yesterday, and the fellas were asking him, what about Antonio Brown? A lot of speculation. We know how Tom Brady feels about him. Would you give him an opportunity? And Bruce Arians said, quote, yeah, it's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Dear Rome, yeah, it's not going to happen. Signed, the drive-through worker when someone orders food after Mangino.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Aaron in Omaha. So how does that go? Quote, Mangino comes through the drive-thru and says, well, the worker comes on the speaker and says, hi, welcome to Astro Burger. What would you like? The menu, two of them. Okay, sir, that'll be $8 million at the window. Hi, welcome to Astro Burger. What's your order? Yeah, can I get a triple burger? Yeah, that's not going to happen.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
Why not? We have no food left. What do you mean you have no food left? Is it the pandemic? No, it's the Mangino. It's a stupid tweet. All right, so let me give you an idea of how this works. Let me give you an idea of how this works. This show gets underway at 9 a.m. Pacific time. Adam Hawk gets here this morning, I would say, at 5 o'clock. Jim Rome, the host, 5:30. Ritt, the old man, 5:50. Alvin, 6:15. My man D-Dub, I don't even know if he sleeps. He just works. So we're all grinding. We're all grinding to produce quality content. Why would you bring us down with bullcrap like that? Mangino takes. We have real content. Real topics, real interviews, real things. We're working hard at it. We don't need crap like that.
Yeah, it's not going to happen.
See, this is the time where there's a lot of shows and hosts that are being exposed, and people do need that crap like that. Feed it to them because they need it. In fact, they're looking forward to it. Me, it just makes me look bad. It makes me look like I'm not doing the work when I am. Let's see really quickly. Hawk, is it a good idea or a bad idea? I have not previewed this yet. I know you don't know the difference between a good idea and a bad idea, but would you say this is a good idea or a bad idea? Dear Pimp in the Box, I have been a clone since you came to H-Town in 1997. I used to have an AM radio next to my desk, and between the hours of 3 or 11 and 3, it was a four-hour show back then. I got about half of my necessary work done. Later, the internet became a thing, and I was able to listen from my computer with a much clearer sound, so I worked even less. I later became a Jungle Insider, so I could listen to the show after work hours, which allowed me to become the successful attorney that I am today. Now we are quarantined here in Houston. And although the courts are closed, I'm still one of the lucky ones who can actually get a little bit of paperwork done from home. And what do you know? I turn on my TV and what do I see? Rome and the XR4Ti staring at me. Wow! Don't know what else to say. Anyway, thank you and your crew for everything you've done for 20-plus years and helping to keep things semi-normal during these rough times. And I truly thank you for making me less productive. Well worth it. Signed, Todd, Senior Attorney and Director of Ops. My man, Todd W. Good looking out, Broham. Thank you very much, brother. He goes all the way back to 1997. It was a four-hour show back in the day. Hell, I'll do you one better. It was a five-hour show back in the day. A five-hour show Monday through Friday and a four-hour Scrub Saturday show. Monday through Friday, 7 p. to 12 midnight. Saturday, 12 noon to 4 p. Good times. Loved it. When we come back, an open segment. I want to talk about that Barry Switzer story that Jimmy Johnson told. Then you got Ross Tucker. Then another open segment. Albie's Week That Was, the ATP, and more. Stay tuned.